Now, Aung San Suu Kyi, who indeed is one of the people who's often been described as an outstanding leader. I have pictures in my mind of Bono with his arm round her, Myanmar's de facto leader. What is her position in relation to the plight of the Muslim people in what used to be basically Burma? Let me speak to Penny Green, Professor of Law and Globalisation, Director of International State Crime Initiative at the Queen Mary University in London, who's available to speak to us about this. Penny Green, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm looking here at Ulster University coming under pressure to strip Aung San Suu Kyi off, indeed, the honorary degree that was bestowed upon her, because it looks to the international world as if she's completely turned her back on the minority of Muslim refugees.
Yes, she has, and she's been doing this for a long time. This is not something new in terms of the recent violence that and current violence that the Rohingya are experiencing in Rakhine State. Aung San Suu Kyi has never shown any interest in defending the civil and human rights of the Rohingya population in her country.
Why are the Rohingya seen by the majority as such a subculture?
They are an ethnic group. They were one of the official ethnic groups until 1982 when General Ne Win removed them from the official list. I think there is a very strong xenophobic current operating inside Myanmar. There's a very strong Islamophobic current operating inside Myanmar, led by the government and by the Buddhist monks who are organised in terms of campaigning, a hate speech campaign against the Rohingya, against Muslims generally in the country. And this campaign has informed the Rakhine population inside Rakhine State. The Rakhine are Buddhists, and so they have been, in some senses, willing perpetrators of the violence. But I have to say that the current violence is perpetrated solely, or not solely, but by far and away, in the majority terms, by the security forces, the Myanmar military and border police.
And this much heralded female leader, is she in a very difficult place, position where she can't criticise the military?
She's in a position that she placed herself in. When she was elected in 2015, she made a decision. She knew the power of the military. The military retained 25% of the votes in parliament. They occupy the presidency of the three main ministries, that is defence, immigration and the interior. She knew what she was taking on, and she has aligned herself with the military. She has not once departed from their company. And so I think we have to say that they collude in this current genocidal project.
We have this image of people who are Buddhists, people who have the same belief or lifestyle of a Buddhist as being peace-loving. These particular Burmese majority Buddhist monks seem to be hell-bent on anything but peace.
Yes, I think that's true. I think all religions have a very strong, powerful current of violence associated with them at various times in history. But the Buddhist monks are playing an absolutely central role in the genocide against the Rohingya. They provide an ideological base for the genocidal violence that's taking place. And they certainly fuel the Islamophobia in the country.
And are the Rohingya, are they suffering because of the likes of Islamic State elsewhere? Because Islamic State wouldn't have any form of foothold among the Rohingya people.
No, and I think the recent violence, which was triggered initially by the Rohingya Salvation Army, this is a tiny group who have formed in order to defend the Rohingya against the violent incursions of the Myanmar state. But they're tiny, and they claim to be fighting only the Burmese state. They do not attach themselves to some wider global Islamic force. And so, no, they are not fighting, the Myanmar state is not fighting terrorism. This is part of a well-understood genocidal process, which begins with practices of stigmatization and dehumanization, which the Rohingya have been experiencing for years, but escalated since violence in 2012.
Will this be used by those who would be trying to convince us that there's a legitimacy to Islamic for Islamic State? Would this be used as some form of recruiting sergeant when we see the pictures of these Muslim people on television in areas close by, up to their ankles and knees in mud, trying to survive in the likes of Bangladesh?
Yes, I mean it could well be. The possibility for that kind of recruitment is certainly there. Islamic State have never shown themselves to be particularly interested in the human rights of oppressed populations, but nonetheless, this, as you say, I think that is a possibility.
What do you expect the next move from Aung San Suu Kyi to be?
I don't know. In fact, I don't see this stopping immediately, despite the claims she made in that extraordinary speech, which was simply riddled with lies and denials. She claimed that the violence had stopped, the clearing operations were over from the 5th of September. This simply isn't true. I mean, Amnesty International's satellite imagery has shown that between the 25th of August and the 11th of September, at least 26 villages were destroyed by arson attacks. Human Rights Watch, too, have reported that 62 villages in northern Rakhine State were destroyed between the 25th of August and the 14th of September. So we do know that she will continue to lie and cover up and deny the violence that's being perpetrated against the Rohingya. We do know that she will continue to deny the genocidal practices of her government and her military.
They are harrowing pictures on TV, there is no doubt. Penny Green, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Penny Green, Professor of Law and Globalisation, Director of International State Crime Initiative at Queen Mary University of London. Thank you for your time. University, Ulster University, under pressure to strip Aung San Suu Kyi of an honorary degree over this crisis. And from a public relations perspective, a woman who had garnered so much sympathy at international level over so many years, her public relations profile is rapidly going down, and has been going down over the past fortnight or so, the more you watch the coverage on the news.